see the next question.
Option one. Wait. I'm scared to know at this point.
It is also annoying. It's just
okay.
Being vegan or having to hunt slash
hunt,
grow.
Hunt. I'm not vegan forever, bro. I go to the gym. I need my protein. I need my stuff.
I just said vegan and he's like, what about the other one? I'm doing that. Screw veganism.
Why the fuck aren't you vegan? Yeah.
Because I can see all the bones in your chest.
Let me finish the question. Being vegan forever or having to hunt slash grow everything you eat?
Yeah, hunt and grow, bro. I mean, yeah. I already have a house garden. We have like bananas and stuff. So
for me, the only thing is I don't care about food. And like, I agree, if there was an option of like veganism or otherwise, like, I'm not a huge fan of veganism. Like,
yeah.
I'm just, oh, well, huge,
just one second. Yeah. About veganism, recently, like, a vegan social media, someone died of what's the food version of dehydration?
Starving?
Yeah, but there's like another term for it.
Malnourished.
Yeah, out of malnourishment, I guess.
That's a word.
Yeah, it is a word, I think. Okay. Yeah. So like, if you see the video of her, she has a ginormous bowl of greens and she's
like a stick figure.
Worse, bruh. Okay. There's nothing on her. She's just existing. 2D. Yeah, 2D.
She's entered other dimensions. Yeah.
And the- apparently she would like fast for like 18 hours a day.
So the photo, the stock image provided for us for being vegan is just person smiling a lot with like a lot of cabbage shoved in the mouth. And hunt, I think we have the Rambo guy with a bow and arrow. Yeah. I don't know.
See, I'm not against vegan stuff, but like, only vegan is the problem. Like, with like, vegan food is nice as long as you also have non. I mean, that defeats the purpose of being vegan. Like, I'm just rambling for some reason. But anyways, so basically, I don't like vegans. I'm vegetarian, not vegan. But that's a different thing because there's a lot of protein there.
Again, in this, the obvious answer would be like to, because I want to eat every, like, I don't want to restrict my food.
Yeah.
I'm the type to not say no to anything. Like, literally, you can say like, freaking, you want to eat rocks? I'm like, let's try it, bro. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's edible and it's vegetarian, I'm down to eat anything.
So,
except for like eggplants, I hate that.
So my only thing is, I don't care about food. So if I have to hunt slash grow, that's a lot of effort.
I mean, you can like hire someone to do it for you.
I mean, that beats the purpose, right? So if I could pay someone for it, that beats the purpose.
Oh, wait. Okay, so that's not possibility.
That's the problem.
Okay. I have to do it. I mean, then I just grow spinach because that's like easy to grow and that is a vegan diet.
Yeah.
So like, why not just be a vegan?
That's what I was thinking. Like,
I mean, who would sit and grow like...
I'm just too lazy to go hunting and...
Yeah.
But the thing is, I would want to hunt like... Just like, let's say I want to eat some fun shit.
Oh, okay.
I might want to go. Or like, I want to drink coffee with milk.
Yeah, just run around with a gun, maybe.
No, I mean you'll have to milk a cow, like. No, I'm saying you'll have to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Being a vegan would prevent me from drinking coffee. So
yeah, I mean,
so my two options are either working for your food, like literally.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to grow shit. Like,
I mean, technically you can have like,
something's cooking.
Wait, I was gonna say nut milk. No. But I meant like almond milk and stuff like that.
So what am I? Yeah, I don't know. Like, if I could pay someone to hunt for me, I would do that. Like,
but then again, that defeats the purpose.
Yeah, but I'd be, bro. Veganism is like no honey. Imagine that. Like, no leather,
no milk, no honey, no. I mean, I drink a lot of milk, so
yeah. I guess just because like there's more options. Yeah, I would go with hunt than eat. Hunt slash grow whatever you eat.
And also, I mean, as the average gym goer, I don't like actively take, but like whey protein that's made from milk.
Yeah.
So I lose like 90% of my protein.
I think I agree with what you said. You'd grow like spinach or potatoes or some like easy stuff that needs zero maintenance.
Probably like potatoes. Potatoes is easy.
And
when
you want something exotic, you'd go like grow it or find someone who grows it and whatever.
But then you'll have to like, oh, if you're growing it yourself, you have to plan like 6 months in advance.
I am guessing you can trade, bro. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you 20 potatoes. Give me one freaking
muffin.
Yeah. How would you grow wheat and shit?
Oh, yeah. That's even worse.
But being vegan is even worse.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, let's see the stats. Yeah, obviously, 14% shows veganism. 86 are like, screw that shit. I'll become like a Ooga Booga tribal.
The 14 people that chose vegan are probably already vegans.
14%, bro. This is like in thousands. So that's 14%.
Yeah, so like, no, 140 people, I guess.
Sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But that's still pretty less.
But veganism is crazy, bro. Like, I can't, like...
Facts.
The thing is, anytime I eat, I can't be bothered to be like... So, this is the only reason I don't do diets as well. Like,
right.
Anything you give me, I'll have to use brain power to process if I can eat this. I'm like, dog. Right. I hate eating anyways. I cannot think to... Like, you put something that's just going up. That's it.
Right.
I don't want to waste more time on eating.
Well, I'm the exact opposite. Almost. Yeah, yeah. I love eating. Like, I can sit... My friends... I mean, not friends, family, like my parents, my brother, they think I have a black hole in my stomach.
Bad.
No, like, okay. I can just keep eating. There's infinite space in there.
Bro, there are times where, like, we're hanging out with a group and I'll finish, like, the whole roll of Pringles. Like,
oh, the stack thingy. Yeah.
Two tins of it.
Yeah.
And they're like, bro, like, chill.
You all right, bro?
And I'll be like, because I just can't be bothered to sit and count that, okay, I've had, like, one tin and now...
Yeah.
Like, I could become fat. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Like, on a bad day, I can have like 20 sandwiches.
Yeah, fact.
Easily. Like, it just disappear. On a bad day.
Oh, I woke up late. Today's a bad day. 20 sandwiches.
And I'm not even joking. Like, that's 20 sandwiches. Literally, you can stack sandwiches in front of me and I'll eat them.
All right. Moving on.
Yep.
Oh, this is... This has no, like, wave, by the way. Like, the whole questions are, like, stupid to deep.
Right.
Anyways, gradually become uglier with each kind act you do.
Gradually become?
Uglier.
Oh, uglier. Okay.
With each kind act you do.
Hmm.
Or gradually become more attractive with each cruel act you do.
Who do you think is more desired? An ugly, kind guy or a attractive, cruel guy? Because technically girls like the bad boy vibes.
Nah.
I mean, I'm not saying that out of experience, to be very clear. Dad and mom.
You know how before like stand-up comedy routines, they're like, everything is a joke. Do not take it either. So to all the parents listening, we are obviously joking.
Yeah.
I would just go, like, I'm not the kind act person, like,
yeah, exactly.
Just like off the bat, I don't give a shit about that.
I mean, I don't do anything anyways. I'm usually just cooped up in my room 24/7.
I think I'm just against the word cruel. Like, if I see a homeless person, I won't feel the need to help them. I'm not that kind.
Yeah, but I won't make their
not
situation
throw, like,
worse.
Cold water
yeah,
on them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like,
I just walk by.
Probably. I'm a net neutral.
So you'd be like in the middle of the spectrum of.
I would just sleep. Me making beats in my room. But in this, I would probably choose, like, get uglier with more kind you are. Because, like, someone, you might have an, like, let's say you're, like, super attractive and, like, someone becomes friends with you and they see you, like, talk to a waiter rudely. They won't talk to you ever again.
Right.
Like, if that makes sense.
But it's not like I already have, like, a lot of friends. I have, like, a small friend group, but, like, it's quality friends, so.
But I'm saying you lose them if you become more attractive but more cruel.
I mean,
let's say both of us are chilling at a cafe.
Right.
And the waiter comes and I'm like, hey, you piece of shit. Like, get me the coffee right now. And like, I'm like, you disgusting piece. And I throw it at them.
Yeah.
I don't tip or something like
that. Yeah,
you're going to stop like chilling.
Yeah, probably.
Right? But yeah.
I mean, like, okay.
So it's, you become uglier the more kind things you do.
Oh, so you can just not do kind things and you stay as you are.
Stay as you are. Same thing with the other one.
Then I want to be attractive. I just do like 10 slightly cruel things. Like I just kill like 10 ants and then
I'd be
attractive and then I just not do anything cruel.
I hate these questions because I will always think deep. I'm thinking like 20
exactly same here, same
head.
Here. I'm like, what cruel would I do? Would I like murder someone or would I like?
You murder someone, you're going on like a magazine's cover, bro. Like,
yeah. But then when I get out of jail, I'll be a model because I'll be handsome.
Yeah, but you're also murderer though. I don't care. Like now it's a coin flip because I don't do kind things. I don't do cruel things.
Yeah, I'm just net neutral.
Yeah. That's an interesting thing, by the way. You know the trolley experiment, right? Mm. So there's the, you're in a train.
Right.
This is a philosophical question. It's like super deep. On the track you're going, there's one person. And like, you can switch,
this one.
You can switch your track and it'll go to a track two, but there's five people tied down there.
Right.
What will you do?
What's there on track one?
One person.
One person.
Now that one person is your parent.
One person.
Oh shit, you okay, damn.
Okay, no, I didn't think about that. Like, I, if you actually want like the true answer from me, you have to give me like 17 days in a room which is just white
and a whiteboard.
Yeah,
and a
exactly. I like planning, like I'll use maths to solve this. Yeah.
But so my answer, like to satisfy myself.
Wait, are the five people like random people I don't
strangers
know?
Strangers on the street.
Yeah, five people then probably. I mean, I need a lot of time to think about this.
Yeah, yeah, because
like I need to analyze every minute situation. Like, what if those five people would end up giving me $1 billion? Or like, okay, maybe that's a little too much, but like that's kind of like the way I would think.
Got it. I mean, there's many versions of this. Like, what if there are five strangers?
Right.
And on this side, it's your pet.
Oh, pet.
You kill your pet.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's not even a debate. Like, pet. But
you know some people who would save their pet for five.
Bro, I'll just buy another pet. That's animal slavery, literally. So you can buy animals.
So what I would do, unless it's like a person I know.
Yeah.
Like, unless they're very close to me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do anything. Like, right. In my mind, the train was anyways going to kill them.
Huh.
Whether me being there or not.
Oh, you just
but me it. Pushing it is going to kill five people. Like, by changing the track.
Oh, so you did nothing and they died.
Yeah.
So but you did something and they
exactly.
died.
Exactly.
Okay,
So that's in most things. Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure in one of these questions, it's going to come later on as well. But like, let's say I had an option to save like someone falling off a hill for $1 million. As long as I don't have to push him down the hill.
Yeah.
He was already hanging there. Like, let's be real, bro. Did I cause you to fall? No.
I mean, if there is no other side effect to saving him, then I'd save him.
Like, see, if the question was, would you push someone off a hill for $1 million? I'm not pushing them.
Yeah, yeah, same here.
But let's say they're already hanging there.
I mean,
and I just spawn out of nowhere on top of the hill, and there's $1 million out of them. Did I cause you to fall? With or without me, you were going to fall. Imagine the timeline. You're Doctor Strange. You're doing the like the face glitch thing.
Yeah.
Option one, I didn't spawn. You're anyways there. You die, 1 million just stays there. Option two, I come. I save you, 1 million goes. Option three, I come, you fall, 1 million goes. Two out of three situations, you're going to die.
Yeah.
And I'm not pushing you down. I'm not choosing to save you. That's a net neutral. Does that make sense? I know that's mean to say.
No, obviously.
That's where my brain is.
Yeah.
In the trolley problem.
My brain is slightly in a different place.
Because you could save them. Yeah. That's a fair argument.
Like, it depends on the person, depends on how damaged the guy would be, depends on how damaged I would be, depends on a whole bunch of stuff.
But like, that's my answer for the trolley thing. Because with or without me, that train is going to kill him.
Yeah.
But with me moving it, I'm choosing, like I'm making, it's my input that's causing five other people to die.
Right.
I know the argument of, with my input, I could save one person. But let's say I didn't exist.
Right.
The guy's dying anyways.
Huh.
So I'm not going to do anything.
I mean, if it's something like $1 million, then I'd save the person. But if it's something like either kill this person or this person, I'd just be like, hell,
I'd
take
kill
me,
both.
Bro. I don't kill either.
I'm a psychopath. I'd kill both.
Spoiler alert. I would say that in real life.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah. But I mean, it is the troll. Like, this is like one of the most biggest philosophical questions.
Like, I feel like we could make an entire episode on just this single would you rather question. We could discuss quantum mechanics. Like, we would go from one place to another and then we'd end up doing maths and science and going from there to racism and then coming back.
No, watch the next question be some stupid shit. Like, would you
staying up at dinner?
Anyways, 37% shows gradually become uglier with each kind act you do.
Huh.
Simps, man, all of you are. 63% shows gradually become more attractive with each cruel act you do.
I'd probably be... to choose the 63% one,
because
I just not do anything cruel.
For me, it's a coin toss. Either one is fine.
Yeah,
I really don't care. Like, Literally, it's a coin toss.
Right. I mean, I won't do a coin toss because if you chose the option where you become more attractive, by mistake, if you something cruel, you're at least still gaining something out of it. But when you're kind...
Actually, to be fair, I am mean most of the time. Like, odds are, like, 9 out of 10 times if a stranger talks to me, odds are I'm going to be mean than be kind. Yeah. So,
I mean, it again depends on the person me. Because, like, if it's a stranger, I genuinely don't really care.
I just seen the next question. I told you some stupid
break. So it is stupid, huh?
Yeah. Break your nose or lose your front teeth. That's it.
Break my nose. Break my nose.
Seriously?
Yeah. I mean, if I was a boxing, which I want to do, like, I would probably break my nose like every 2 weeks.
Break your nose or lose your front teeth.
I mean, when you break the nose, you can technically get your bone removed and it's just like soft. I know that's kind of weird to think enough. A lot of like Mike Tyson, a lot of people have no nose.
No, I back your answer.
Yeah, because I'd lose my nose. I mean, not nose.
Tooth pain is crazy. Yeah. Like to fix that, you like it's going to be hurtful and you look weird. Like you look like a metal.
You look weird. You can't talk proper. It's
There's
like a whole, like just breaking the nose bone. Like it's happened to hundreds of thousands of people.
Like you'll have a bandage on your face. That's it.
Yeah. That's fine.
The damage I agree.
Yeah. You can at least like when you have a bandage, you'll be like, I saved 30 people and I got.
Or you just fell from by slipping on a banana or something. By the way, in the history of humanness, has anyone slipped on a banana peel or is that just a cartoon
thing? I don't think so. I think it's just a cartoon thing.
Like, I've stepped on a banana peel on purpose and it is not slippery. Like, I've tried to fall. It's not slippery.
Were you that bored?
I mean, I just wanted to see how slippery it is.
Right.
I do such intrusive thoughts.
Yep.
I'm the type to like have a knife just in like next to me and be like, I wonder how that feels on my tongue. I won't cut myself. I'll just be like,
Yeah, I mean,
bro, like literally, if you have studs, that on tiles is more slippery. Like just walking with studs,
the football stuff.
Yeah. Soccer. On tiles,
soccer or football? I mean, football.
It's football. Don't. It's not soccer.
It's foot and a ball. So
fair enough.
Yeah.
That is more slippery. Like wet Crocs on wet grass is more slippery than bananas.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. Like these cartoons just come up with crazy shit, bro. Oh, that reminds me. Oh, sorry, my mind is just bouncing.
No, I have a lot of energy too, so let's get this shit.
Can we just talk about teddy bears? Like, which psychopath created teddy? Because bears are the most ruthless creatures ever. Have you seen Joe Rogan talk about bears?
Yeah.
He's like, they are the most nasty. Because if you're being hunted down by this is a would you rather. Would you rather be killed by a tiger or a bear?
Now,
there is a correct answer.
No, what I am thinking is, what animal would I be able to like wrestle out of her? Or what animal would I be able to like put into a chokehold and like strategically jujitsu the animal out of that situation?
I'm saying these are like the nastiest of their kind. So the bear isn't just like some trippy happy bear. It's like the...
Yeah, like
and the tiger is like a man-eater. It's like killed 30,000 people already.
Oh, wow, wait, what? 30,000? That okay, yeah, that's way too much.
30. Like those man-eaters.
Yeah, 30 right. Makes sense.
Yeah, crazy shit.
I only have my hands and legs. Like I have
like
only.
You're walking, there's no group around you.
Right.
Like society, civilization is like miles away.
Yeah.
You're almost guaranteed to die.
The terrain though.
It's a jungle. But you're almost guaranteed to die. Like you are dying.
Jungle in the sense, trees are there.
Yeah.
No, tiger.
I'm saying you're not surviving though. You can't fight it.
Oh, I'm guaranteed to die.
Yeah. So would you choose a bear or a tiger?
Tiger.
Yeah.
That's tiger the right would answer. Instantly kill me.
Exactly.
The bear would maul me, slowly pull me apart.
Joe Rogan said this. He's like, people think bears are easy to fight or whatever. Those
Hell
things.
The bears have short necks, so you can't even like choke the bear. Sorry, my brain is so analytical right now. I'm like, I need a thick arm to choke it, and I need to hold its snout, and then I need to like put my legs around it.
I saw this reel of how like, okay, the people don't make the sexist. It's a joke on reels I saw.
Yeah.
How women think. Like, can you beat a tiger or a snake? And they're like, neither, because a snake would bite me, I'd die. A tiger would bite.
Yeah.
How men think. I think I can beat a tiger. I'm pretty sure. It's a 220-pound beast. Nobody's realistically beating that guy unless you have a gun.
That's exactly what's going through my brain right now.
And snake and all like, yeah, bro, I'm stepping on that worm. Like, what?
Or I just like run away.
But yeah, that's what Joe said as well. Like a tiger is like a sniper.
Yeah.
It comes, bite your necks off, you're dead.
You're dead. Yeah.
Like you're not struggling.
Yeah.
Bears don't give a shit. They'll hold you down, they'll like rip your like intestines out.
Yeah, and bears have small mouths, so it can't go over your neck. They'll use their claws and like, pull you apart. And
you'll be screaming, struggling. They don't care. They'll slowly pull your tongue out, eat that.
Yeah, they do that shit for a living, literally. Yeah.
Ruthless. And by the way, so some guy who makes toys looked at this animal and said, let's make it cute and advertise it to children. Teddy bears.
Society's weird.
Anything else. You could have picked anything else.
Like a penguin. Bear. Penguin, maybe. Yes.
Yeah, sure. They're also like, yeah, but fine. Fair enough.
A bear, bro? Like, what? I mean, what if there was like some... bear problems? No. What if there were problems with bears, where people killed bears overly too much because...
So what? Bro, I don't give a shit. It's a bear.
I mean...
California, again, all of my bear knowledge is from Joe Rogan. So,
yep.
He's like, you know, the California state flag is a bear.
It's a bear, yeah.
And so basically that place was filled with bears. And they just killed all of it because they're like, these things are going to kill us. So it's either we kill it or they kill us.
I mean, again, that's where you have to be able to draw a line between
the line
humaneness
episodes.
And survival.
Yep.
Like, if you want to exist, just murder all the animals that will kill you and exist happily. Like, but if it's, again, being humaneness, you can be like, God made food chain this and that, and you can science it out.
But yeah, whichever psychopath made it. Do you remember I told you about this YouTuber called Ryan George?
Oh, yeah.
He has like a weird outlook to everything. So he has a skit on this where it's like a bear disguised as a human made this so that kids are going to like bears. You come close to the bear just so bears can eat more humans. Like it's a conspiracy by bears.
Yeah.
He's funny as shit, bro. We should... Once video comes, we're reacting to his
for sure.
His entire YouTube channel. Like,
let's do that shit. We'll maybe feature him soon.
Nah, bro. He's
2 years away.
He's big. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Soon. 2 years.
People follow our thing. Get our subs up. So please. We can get such people to our podcast.
See, we can do this chain thing. You share it to 2 others and tell those 2 to share it to 2 others. So we exponentially increase.
That's a pyramid scheme.
Whatever it is. I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. So pyramid scheme. Let's get
So 69% chose breaking a nose.
Yeah.
31% chose losing your front tooth.
Yeah, I mean
31% you people are psychos.
Yeah. I mean, nose is I think I may be wrong. I didn't study biology, but I think nose is a lot there's a lot of cartilage in your nose. So like even if without the bone, it looks the same. Only when you touch it like falls up. So like I don't think people walk around trying to touch people's noses. So like,
if you do, you break their nose. Like,
yeah,
you try to touch my nose, you're getting a broken nose in a second. Like.
Well, that's about it. Tune in next episode for some more Would You Rather. We're gonna keep this Would You Rather thing going for a while, and then maybe some other episodes. But tune in, say subscribe. Peace.